Hi, this is Adrienne Harvey, RKC2 and PCC team leader, and I'm on the phone with Danny Cavadlo. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming PCC workshops that we're both so excited about, but the main thing I wanted to talk to Danny about today is how people should prepare for this workshop. Some people are really stressed out about the Sentry test, and then others are looking at it like it's no big deal, so we're here to clear up some of that today. So, Danny, what would be the first thing you think people should consider when preparing for the PCC?
Well, the thing about the Sentry is, you mentioned, you know, some people are freaking out a little bit, and for others, it's no big deal. The thing about the Sentry is it is deceptively difficult to do all those exercises in succession. Mm-hmm. And, again, for advanced practitioners of calisthenics, they might look at it and say, okay, that's not too bad. And at the same time, it's not too bad. We're looking at that as just a very basis. This is the minimal that anyone needs to be able to execute, you know, to consider themselves certified in what we're doing here. But in terms of preparing for the Sentry and preparing for the PCC in general, I would really recommend, like, a back-to-basics approach. You know, one of the things that Paul Wade talks about in the Convict Conditioning series, and again in regards to the PCC, is getting away from dogma and what we think things should be and taking things really basic and listening to the body. You know, so something like the Sentry is great. I mean, you don't get more basic than that. It's squats, it's push-ups, it's pull-ups, it's hanging abs. So it's all really good stuff. I would say those are the most basic things that anyone should be able to be good at before moving forward.
I almost think about the Sentry, like, and I know you haven't gone through the RKC, but a lot of people really stress out about the snatch test for the RKC. And the thing with the snatch test is that's the easy part of the weekend. The hard part is surviving the weekend and getting the most out of it. And I kind of see that as being a similar situation with the PCC. You not only want to be able to pass the test, but you want to be able to take full advantage of all the learning opportunities during the weekend.
I mean, I agree 100%. Right. The test is the test. I mean, this is an opportunity for people to attend a workshop, you know, administered by some of the best in the business with a syllabus written by Paul Wade, many consider to be the man in terms of basic fundamentals, body weight exercise for strength training and conditioning. This is an extremely exciting thing, and I agree with you. Like, the Sentry is the Sentry, and that is the foundation of what we're talking about. But at the end of the day, there is so much that anybody stands to get out of this. I know most of the people attending are fitness professionals, but there are many enthusiasts who are going to be there as well. And the amount of knowledge and experience that you could tap into while you're there, it's going to be unbelievable.
So what are you most excited about instructing?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know if there's one move I'm most excited about, you know, because one of the things, you know, that I really like to put forth with this type of training is the concept of full body tension and of using every muscle in the body to work together in harmony. You know, if you look at, like, Al's book, Al Cavadlo, my brother, his book, Pushing the Limits, he talks about the concept of full body tension. When you do a pistol squat, it's not just a leg movement. You're working with your abs, your upper body, even stabilizing with your lats, pressing from the glutes to the core. And I think that concept applies to just about everything that we'll be doing at the workshop, whether it's, you know, the basic stuff like the squats, the push-ups, the pull-ups, or, you know, the things like the muscle-up, the human flag, the floor levers, elbow levers, bar calisthenics. There's a lot of things happening. But all of them, in reality, you know, are full-body functions, the full body moving together, working together for it. So I think I'm excited about everything, to answer your question.
I understand. That's kind of where I'm at, too, in terms of what are you looking forward to most. Honestly, I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on that 600-page manual that's coming with it.
That's right. You're gonna have to do a snatch with it at the end of the workshop. You have to pop it right over your head. It's about 400 pounds.
Right.
But you know, one of the cool things that I really do like about you know, what the syllabus is looking like and what it's becoming is, you know, not just the inclusion of, you know, the power moves like the muscle up and the pull ups and things like that, but I do like that there's a big part, you know, on balancing, hand handstands, floor levers, elbow levers, things like that. Because I find, that exercises like that are a little bit of an equalizer between different people of different strength groups. Like there are some people that may not have the pulling power to achieve a muscle up on that weekend, but it evens the playing field when you're talking about things like elbow levers, things like that, that are more skill-based and not necessarily so strength-based, like some of the more power moves we'll be doing.
Looks like there's going to be a full range of activities, and that's what's really kind of exciting and then kind of daunting, too, as, you know, I see the list and I feel like it's a great excuse for me to feel obligated to be able to do a little bit of everything at least.
That's right.
And training hard, you know, I don't want it there to be a moment where, you know, Danny and Al are like, okay, now you do it. I need to be able to do whatever that is.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. It's totally true. But, you know, it's true about how diverse it is, because one of the things, you know, that I find, like when me and Al do workshops and when we do training in this capacity, is that, you know, right off the jump, you're going to have people with different strengths.
Right.
You know, you're going to have some people with awesome upper body pulling strength, and they will get those muscle ups. You know, you're going to have people who you know, have been practicing a handstand for 5 years and have never gotten it. And then there's going to be someone who gets it for the first time that weekend. So it really, it's got to be a diverse thing for everyone to get the most out of it, because, you know, we're all coming from different places here to arrive at this. And there's going to be people doing all types of training that are taking the certification. You know, I mean, there's a lot of hybrid training out there. Anyone who does, whether it's kettlebell training or weight training, bodybuilding, strength training, can incorporate this into their training style. You know, this is not take it exactly as it is. This is can help anyone become a better trainer in any capacity. So it's going to be exciting and thrilling.
Oh,
I'm excited. It'll be cool.
Yeah, it's funny. My clients are excited about, because they want to, you know, they're like, bring that manual back. We want to see it. We want to see it. I want you to keep it under lock and key. It's like, no, you can't borrow it. But I have a couple of people that are, you know, getting really close to their first pull-ups, and, you know, just watching that process and how, you know, everybody, again, is a little different in terms of strength. You know, it's so exciting, and I'm hoping to bring back, you know, some more game changers for them from them. So now you and Al have been doing some small body weight workshops recently. Have there been any particular patterns or cues that have come out of those that you found to be particularly helpful on the basics?
Well, you know, I mean, me and Al, we have a very we've been training this style of training for a very, very long time. So a lot of the stuff that we've been doing with the basics in terms of, you know, squats, push-up, pull-ups, bar calisthenics, things like that, has just been an extension of our style. But one of the things that we, I guess you could say, we have been experiencing from these workshops we've been doing is just what we've been talking about, is just the vast, vast diversity of the people that are doing it. And I don't just mean in terms of who might get a clutch flag for the first time or who might get an elbow lever for the first time. I mean that people really are coming from all different backgrounds, from a kettlebell background or from a gymnastics background, from a dance background or a strength training background. So that's what's really exciting about it, is how much really does overlap when you bring the progressive calisthenics into it. And people have expressed to me that they can relate all this stuff to their types of training, whatever they've been doing. And that's cool, because I feel like it's bringing a lot of people together, and that we're all learning, and we're all getting better at our skills, and we're all getting stronger and more alive and more healthy and all that amazing stuff, which is why we do this in the first place.
Exactly. Now, something that I've always loved about convict conditioning and, you know, just this approach is that anybody, really anybody, can start it. Because I've trained some people in the grandmother range of ages and grandfather range of ages, and they don't have to necessarily know that what they're doing has come from a book called Convict Conditioning, and yet they know they're working toward doing a real deal push-up, pull-up, et cetera. It might take a while or longer, or they might not reach it. All of these progressions are very real exercises that will have a very big impact on pretty much anyone that tries them.
I agree with you 100%, yeah.
I just love that they can start at the absolute very basic. I mean, we have so many people here in the world that are, very obese. But the fact that we can get them started on something that, might spark a fire of, motivation, or even just start combating that idea of all exercise is terrible. It's like, nah, it's, there's different things out there.
100% agreed. I like that. Like you said, these progressions, they start out basic that anyone could do it. Anybody, barring serious injuries or circumstances, can start with a wall push-up.
Right.
Or can start with sitting down on the bench and standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's really important about the PCC also, is learning the assessment, learning how this stuff applies to training your clients.
Mm-hmm.
If you are working with a deconditioned individual, not just for yourself, but for the person you're working with, a 65-year-old person who hasn't done a push-up in 40 years, how do we start them? Okay, we do start them at the wall. Okay, where do we go next? Okay, maybe on an incline.
Mm-hmm.
And take it from there. And that's really at the basis of this whole thing, where we as fitness professionals want to communicate the best way to progress people, the safest, and the best way to get the strongest possible results. And you're 100% right. One other thing I like that you said is, you said it may take time, it may take years, they may never get to a perfect push-up. But that's all right, because we're going with progress over here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're training people and we're helping people, we want to leave them better than we found them. So maybe somebody who tries their first pull-up at 60 won't get it. Maybe they will get it.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? That's for time to say.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is practicing it, getting better, and self-improvement, and getting stronger, and giving it the respect and the time it deserves. Hell yeah.
Exactly. I love that we can also do this anywhere. And I think, you and Al really exemplify that with all of your videos around New York. But a lot of my clients have started seeing our immediate surroundings as, a potential gem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fun. It's like, okay, well, if you're bored, go over there and do some pistols down to the bench.
You can do anything. When we get away from thinking about a particular piece of equipment or even a particular exercise, and just get in touch with just the way the body moves, rather than thinking about a bench press or even a push-up, we just think about pressing forward, putting our arms straight in front of us, and we could come up with a million ways that we could train that right now, 100 different push-ups, a dozen different dips, 50 different ways to push over the head. And we're just thinking in terms of putting our arms straight rather than getting bogged down in any type of exercise. And when you really do think about the body movement as opposed to the exercise and the equipment, I agree with you. You're 100% unlimited. You need nothing, nothing to train. That's a cool thing about the PCC, too, is it's so basic in terms of limited outside equipment. Because really, we're working with the most spectacular and advanced piece of equipment there is, our own bodies. So we don't really need much else when we're doing that.
I had a friend, fellow fitness professional, so like, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed out. I'm going to be on vacation and we're not going to have anywhere to work out. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere is somewhere to work out. I mean, don't do it on the plane, usually, but anywhere else is fair game.
Yeah.
It's like the light bulb went on. It's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions I'd gotten, I have a friend a little stressed out about the Sentry. I think for a lot of people, one of the challenging moments is after doing those hanging knee raises, going right into either the pull-ups or the Aussie pull-up. And I've been encouraging people to work on their grip and also just hanging out on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other suggestions for that particular challenge?
I mean, those are definitely two good ways to get started. Right, a lot of people are just going to have time hanging on the bar for two separate exercises.
Right.
And one of the things, there's a lot of subtlety from it also. Other things I would suggest besides grip training is when you're doing those hanging knee raises, they're kind of harder than they seem.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you bring those knees up, and once you extend the legs again, by the time you get to the second or third rep, you start generating momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start generating that momentum, you make everything harder for every muscle in the body. So one thing I would work on is being controlled with that. And that stability, it's not just going to come from the abs and the core. That's going to come from your grip and your upper body.
Right.
Same thing with the pull-ups. We don't want to generate too much momentum because then we're going to have to fight to control it.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to just make sure we have a hard grip. We want to think about maybe ripping that bar down to you, rather than you pulling yourself up to the bar. but definitely maintaining control throughout the leg raises and through the pull-ups. But, you know, the best thing is just to practice, you know what I mean, and listen to your body. That's it.
Right. Very cool. Is there anything else you want to add, anything that a potential attendee of the PCC might want to know or could look forward to?
I mean, there's a lot to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the one thing I could stress the most is there's really never been anything like this of its kind before. It really is going to be a spectacular gathering, and there's going to be so much to learn and such a positive energy. The only thing I could say is I'm looking forward to being there, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody who's going to be out there, and all of us working hard, training hard, and learning a lot that weekend. So I'm just really, really excited about it. That's all.
Thank you so much, Danny, and look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
You got it. It was absolutely a pleasure. Thank you.